with Ngu Henry, the main points. A seminar to collect and analyze data in relation to the farming and exportation of shrimps has rounded off in Limbe in the southwest region. Curtains have been drawn on the 2024 edition of the Mayomesi Economic and Cultural Forum, dubbed Efulamiyong, in the south region. The increasing use of diapers in the northwest region is said to be reshaping childcare habits. Young parents highlight convenience, time saving, and better hygiene as reasons for choosing diapers. However, some parents still prefer napkins, arguing they are more affordable, durable, environmentally friendly, given the challenges associated with improperly discarded diapers. Sylvain Banta completes that story from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Locals in Bamenda are prioritizing their children's health by embracing diapers due to their convenience and absorbent properties. Some residents noted that diapers have been especially helpful during the rainy season.
I prefer using diapers because I'm a worker. I don't have time to be steeping napkins. Especially during this rainy season, it's disposable. You use and you throw. It reduces stress. It reduces electricity. It also saves time.
I prefer to use diapers because when you use a diaper, immediately you just move it, you take and one throw. But napkin, you need to wash it first.
Despite the benefits of diapers, including improved hygiene, some residents opt for napkins, citing their environmental friendliness compared to the waste concerns associated with diapers.
Napkin, it is less costly as compared to diapers. Like when I'm at home, I preferably use napkin. That is something that you can reuse.
Napkin has always been the best because our mothers use it. That makes us to be very conscious about dirtiness. Young girls nowadays could just remove diapers and fling it. You want to go everywhere with diapers.
Residents also mention how the disposal of used diapers and acknowledge the financial strain of regularly purchasing them.
I usually burn my diapers, not to throw away. They usually throw that to have a place where I can burn them. Then a disadvantage on diapers is kind of expensive because if you are buying one every day, that's 100 francs.
Ultimately, the choice between diapers and napkins depends on individual preferences and circumstances. Educating the community on the advantages and disadvantages of each can help parents make informed decisions that suit their needs. Sylvie Bantar for the Regional News in Bamenda.
Custom officials in the West region have cracked down on a network specialized in the production and recycling of drugs in Buda in the Bambatos division. The operation took about a month, as we hear from Eric Langmiawufo of our West Regional Station in Bafusam.
The seized items made up of 48 cartons of counterfeit drugs, syrups, injectable liquids, and many other items considered harmful to the body. The senior divisional officer for Bambatos, David Dadot Dibango, affirms that the drugs were expired.
Expired drugs that can instead cause the death of Cameroonians instead of healing them. Unfortunately for us, the culprits are said to be on the run.
The West Chief of Customs Sector, Sadu Umaru, led the operations.
Our collaborators on the front are vigilant and following up, and at the same time we are carrying out operations on the field, and we pray the populations assist us, because it is inadmissible that things like this happen without their knowledge.
A manhunt has been launched to bring to justice the perpetrators of the act. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Bafusam.
To the southwest region, where officials in the domain of fishery and agriculture have fine-tuned strategies to evaluate and promote shrimp farming in the country. This follows a seminar in Limbe organized by the Fish for ACP program, where multiple speakers underscored and drilled some 16 observers on the ways of collecting and analyzing data in relation to the farming and exportation of shrimps. Kange Leon Caesar has details from the Southwest region.
A 10-month period has been highlighted as the time frame for the implementation of strategies which observers have been drilled on in a bid to improve on the overall knowledge of shrimp exportation in Cameroon, thanks to efforts made by the Fish for ACP program and the partners. Dr. Meke Sung, project coordinator.
Cameroon is making foreign resources from that export. Fish for ACP now has come up with three axes, and within axis number one, which we are implementing now, the observer program, a management strategic tool that contributes to the traceability of fishing operations at sea.
Representing the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industry, the Senior Divisional Officer for FACO, Viang Mekala, insisted that the recent move will go a long way to improve on the local food consumption.
The main objective of this activity is to improve the quality of food or fish, but also to have sustainable information and to see what Cameroon is producing comparatively to what is coming from abroad or what Cameroon can present to the other country.
Other officials say this is also a strategy to increase the production of shrimps. Imulanok Louis Martin.
We, as owner of ship and government, we will continue. So to come and fish in Cameroon, wherever after 10 years, 12 years, you must get observer on board because we have it in our law.
The 16 observers trained have, however, been cautioned to work in collaboration with the ship captains and are presently at sea for a more practical orientation. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Limbe.
This is the regional news from the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, the CRTV. Curtains have been drawn on the 2024 edition of the Miyomesi Economic and Cultural Festival, dubbed Efulameyon, in the South Region. The closing ceremony over the weekend was presided over by the Senior Divisional Officer for Jar and Lobo, Damien Owono. Student journalist on internship Pauline Ambuakwe reports.
To the deep forest of the south, in its splendor, is animated by Dubaka and Bantu rhythms at the periodic market of Miyomesi. Built for several years, the commercial space located in the Cameroon-Congo corridor is inaugurated on the occasion of the opening of the Efulameyon Cultural Festival to the delight of the populations. Francis Eugène Abosolo, elite of Miyomesi. If we decided to open this market, it is simply because we have problems to sell our products. So I invite my brothers who are in town, if you have the possibility to develop yourself in the village, you should come. Efulameyon, translated from Bulu as Union of People, aims to be the showcase of a Cameroonian nation in its ethnic and linguistic diversity. The presence of groups from far north and west, among many others, is proof of this. For the general coordinator, Aissa Mutaze, it is a desire to promote attachments to custom and living together. In Miyomesi, there are lots of riches which are in its depths, which are hidden. It was the occasion for Miyomesi to show every aspect of its beauty and every aspect of its culture. Presiding over the double ceremonies, Damien Owono, the SDO of the Jar and Lobo Division, noted the positive impact of these actions. This is a moment of encouragement for all those who took this initiative. I prescribe to populations to get into this event to make their localities known. The inaugural lecture by socio-anthropologist Bingono Bingono on education, conservation, and promotion of cultural heritage edified the crowd. The Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutaze, son of Miyomesi, also joined his brothers and sisters in these festivities.
Pauline Ambuakwe in Miyomesi for CRTV.
In the far north region, the respect for gender and cultural values guide the choice of manual work to be performed by either boys or girls. Some parents argue that this is a way of preparing the children for the future and also to pass down their culture to the younger generation. Our far north regional correspondent, Sylvester Atemken, has been keen on these activities in various homes in Marwa. His report.
The third term holiday is the most extended break for school children, and it is a demanding period for parents who need effective plans on how to engage their children to help widen their horizon and scope of reflection. Some parents in the Far North region during this period are interested in making their children, especially girls, learn, play and bond together as a family in the kitchen to prepare them for independent adulthood.
During this period, my girl children, I make sure that they take part in household chores, train them how to cook so that if in case tomorrow they are somewhere, they should not be lacking in that aspect. They clean the compound, they clean the house, and then for the boys, so we keep training them so that by the time they are growing up, they should know that there are certain things that as a man, they should also be able to do.
Meanwhile, the notion that women should shoulder all domestic responsibilities is still widely heard by most parents in the Far North region. It entails the situation of manual work that is unique to men and domestic work reserved for women as a matter of gender culture. Work in the house for the children is organized according to their gender. For instance, the boys are not allowed to enter the kitchen or remove food from the pot, nor prepare or fetch water. We are evolving with our culture. The wish of human rights activists in the Far North region is to ensure that both boys and girls enjoy equal rights and for parents to discourage retrograde cultural practices. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
We end in the Central Region, where preparations have intensified ahead of the start of the 2024-2025 academic year. Some learning institutions in the region have organized sporting activities for pupils and students to keep them busy during this period. Lekiatu Gertrude Asongazi reports.
Officials of this school indicate that organizing socio-cultural and sporting activities for pupils of the groups Kole Bileng, A and B Lema has become a tradition since its creation. During this holiday season, over 30 pupils were trained in disciplines like basketball, football, handball, and judo.
I'm Titoen Azimawa. Yes, A and B Lema occupy the pupils by organizing holiday classes, first of all, to put them up to standard, up to the level. And we equally organize our activity based on our various academies. So we had a volleyball, handball, judo, and all that were practicing. It was theoretical. Given that it couldn't be practical, the children had to rest.
The main objective of these sporting activities was to keep the pupils busy.
They had to interact with other pupils, other children that came around and help them to equally to socialize. The ages range from 5 to 15 years old. And not only the pupils from A and B Lima were interested, even the neighborhood, even like those coming from Mahala, they were interested, they came and took part in the various activities that were organized. I hope and believe that they learned something proper. They answered to them and they participated, and even their parents are equally happy. So A and B Lima achieved the objective.
They believe the kids now have basic skills on how to play some of the musical instruments. Groups Kole Bileng A and B Lema is situated in Oyak, Deuxième Échangeur in the Ahala neighborhood in Yaoundé. Its administrators are committed to ensuring that it maintains its leading position as an exemplary learning institution, not only in the Yaoundé 4 subdivision, but Cameroon as a whole. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
To end the news once more, the main points. A seminar to collect and analyze data in relation to the farming and exportation of shrimps has rounded off in Limbe in the southwest region. Curtains have been drawn on the 2024 edition of the Meyomesi Economic and Cultural Forum, dubbed Efulameyong, in the south region. That ends the regional news with Ngu Henry.